Media radio station, and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least 50 are dead as flash floods hit central Texas. The search continues for the missing, and while officials don't have an exact number, they say more than two dozen girls from a camp. CBS's Karen Waugh is there.
A reunification center is set up at an elementary school where families have been waiting and praying. These residents say they found a girl who told them she was from Camp Mystic after she emerged from rubble left behind by the floodwaters.
We asked her what happened, and she said that her cabin was flooding and someone opened a window and she just flew out of it. It was really scary.
She said she was the only one.
Tropical storm Chantel is expected to make landfall, bringing with it heavy rain to portions of South Carolina, North Carolina, and southeastern Virginia that can cause flash flooding. The storm is expected to hit early Sunday morning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's sending a delegation to Qatar on Sunday for talks on a possible ceasefire deal. Hamas calls the latest response positive. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
This time, it does look as if things might be gathering a new momentum. President Trump has certainly been talking it up. He's due to meet the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. He will almost certainly want to be able to make some big announcement after that meeting. We are having indications that Israel has given a relatively positive response to what Hamas itself called its own positive response to this latest modified proposal.
The Madre Fire in San Luis Obispo County is the largest wildfire in California this year. It was 10% contained as of Saturday evening, but has burned over 70,000 acres, forcing evacuations and road closures. Andrew Madsen is a public affairs officer with the Los Padres National Forest.
We are looking at a warming trend that's going to last into next week. So we are trying to get as much containment line in as we can so that the crews aren't out there in too much of a sweltering heat.
Elon Musk is still feuding with President Trump over his signature tax and domestic policy legislation. As a result, Musk plans to launch a new political party dubbed the American Party. The BBC's Ahuna Mukherjee has more.
He had very categorically pointed out that this is a party that had promised to cut down on expenses, but it was doing just the opposite. So this is a man who says that he is ideologically committed to the fact that America needs to save, and forming a new political party, according to him, is the only way to do it.
Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath delivered their final performance as Osbourne's health has forced him to retire. Fans struggled to find the right words.
A little emotional, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an end of an era.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the low 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a pop-up storm or two around, highs in the low 80s. And mostly sunny and less humid Monday, high right around the upper 70s. It's 71 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Yes, it is Independence Day, July 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, a great day to be an American. Glad to have you along here on this Friday TGIF edition. 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody. Almost said 12 noon, Zommers. Almost went back to the old time.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
It's easy to slip back.
It's very ingrained.
Yes, back into to old habits. Happy Independence Day, my friend.
Happy Independence Day.
How are you?
I imagine I'm doing well.
Yes. In full disclosure, as we always do, we are pre-recording today's show just a little bit ahead of time so that we could give our fine staff and people here at Civic Media the day off on this Independence Day. But I got to have some new info for you. I'm going to go back and look at a couple of interviews in the past that we really enjoy, one of which went up to the last year, last summer, or actually was last spring, winter. We went to Appleton, Wisconsin, home of the Timber Rattlers. Trygve Olsen was along with me, one of our What Makes Wisconsin Great tours. Sat down and talked with folks at the Timber Rattlers. Going to be a lot of people watching baseball today and thought it was a good day to revisit that. Because people think, well, Brewers, and we love our Brewers, but there's a whole nother level of baseball in Wisconsin, including the Timber Rattlers in Appleton. So I thought it'd be a good day to revisit that one.
Yeah. And minor league baseball, if you don't go to the games, is really fun. You should check it out. They are allowed to do so much crazy stuff that you can't do in the major leagues.
Right.
Like the Mallards here in Madison, at one point they had a Mallardwana theme night this summer where you have THC beverages.
Wow.
I did not attend that, but I did attend some of the other weird theme nights they had.
Yeah. Appleton has a team, Wausau, Madison, La Crosse has the Loggers over there.
Beloit.
Yeah.
Has the Sky Carp.
So lots of great opportunities. So get out and enjoy, as they say, America's pastime, perhaps, today on this July 4th. Also, I'm going to check in with Kira Sabin, our friend, a little bit, and talk with her just on mental health. That's a good thing to do on a holiday when we're sitting around, maybe get ready to watch some fireworks later on tonight. And who else we have on the show today's hours? Those two and anybody else?
Also River Falls Days.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. We, by the way, this year's River Falls Days 2025 coming up here. I believe it starts on the 11th this year, the 11th of July. And we thought, well, why not sit down and listen to this interview we had with great folks at River Falls about last year's River Falls Days with our friend Trygve Olsen on What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours. So we're going to replay part of that. So we'll be talking baseball, River Falls Days, mental health, and we're going to sprinkle in some patriotic music as well. I always enjoy good John Philip Sousa, as we heard there, a little, tell me this song, Stars and Stripes Forever, good gosh. Stars and Stripes Forever, we'll play maybe a little El Capitan a little bit later as well. And maybe a little country music. For those that usually listen on the stream or watch us on the stream, we ain't there today. Also, not doing a podcast today. Only over the air today.
You know what we are doing, though?
What are we doing?
It's actually Free Ticket Friday.
That's right. It's Free Ticket Friday. Do you have the word over there, Zommers?
I sure do.
All right. Time once again for Milwaukee Brewers Free Ticket Friday, a special July 4th edition. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
That's right, time for Civic Media's Free Ticket Friday, your opportunity to have a chance to go to a beautiful Milwaukee Brewers game at AmFam Field. These are not just any seats. These are beautiful, plush, club-level seats, have cushioned seats, armrests in between the seats, drink cup holders, even have a QR code if you want to scan that. And if you say, well, I'm too lazy to go up and get my concessions, that's fine. Just sit in your chair, scan it with your phone, and they'll bring it right to your seat.
No additional charge either. I used it last time I was there. It was very convenient.
Very convenient.
You know, it feels lazy, but it's kind of like, wow, I'm allowed to do this? I could just tell them to bring me beer and they'll do it?
You got to pay for it, but yes.
Well, yeah.
Have a beautiful, I don't want to say private, but they have bathrooms that are just for the club level. If it's hot that day, there's air conditioning right behind these seats. Go and sit in the lounge area there. Cool off a little bit in between innings if you want. They are great seats. They're going to give away 4 tickets right now. Zobbers, do you have the game in front of you? Because it's very specific. You have to be able to go to this game, Zobbers.
Yes, the Friday, July 11th game against the Washington Nationals. It is a 7:10 p.m. game.
All right, July 11th, 7:10 p.m. You have to be able to go to that game. Here's how you get to enter. Zomers is going to give you a word in a second here, but if you don't have it, go to your Apple or Android device app store. Stands for applications. The app store. The search bar, type Civic, C-I-V-I-C, media. It'll pop up, little CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Now, open the app up. The first 11 stations are where you will find our program. Click on the one closest to you or whichever one you feel like. It doesn't matter. Now, once you open that station up in the lower right-hand corner, it will say text. Click on the text icon. Now you are set to go. Zomers is going to give you a word. Text that word now. And the word of the day is...
firework. F-I-R-E. W-O-R-K. Firework. Just one.
Just one. Singular. Don't put the plural. Don't put the S on it. It's firework. Singular. F-I-R-E W-O-R-K. Firework. And if you say, well, Todd, I made a mistake. If Zomers and I were in charge, we would allow it. But the thing is, the computer, the AI machine, chooses an entry at random. And any misspelling whatsoever, and it will not recognize your entry. So make sure you spell it correctly on the text. Firework. F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K. Period. Firework.
No period, though.
Well, no, don't put up punctuation in it. Just firework. All right? Text the word firework right now to the Civic Media app, and you will be eligible to win one of those, the 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for that future game. What day is it again, Zomers?
The Friday, July 11th.
Thank you.
At 7:10 p.m.
Friday, July 11th, 7:10 p.m. So look at, even on the holiday, we're here giving away Brewers tickets for you all. That's what we like to do.
You got to stay tuned. You never know.
We're just here to make people happy. All right, let's give a little, because I think it's always appropriate, as my former math teacher, Andy Spies, is fond of saying, in as math, as in life, it is always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. So I thought it could be good today. Take a moment on this Independence Day to pause, reflect on the meaning of the day. Lots of people refer to this as 4th of July. It's a federal holiday, of course. All the banks, everything else is closed today. And better known as Independence Day, but a lot of people just say 4th of July, which is fine. And it commemorates the ratification of the Declaration of Independence by the Second Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776, establishing the United States of America. The Founding Father delegates of the Second Continental Congress declared that 13 colonies were no longer subject and subordinate to the monarch of Britain, King George III, and we're now united, free, and independent states. The Congress voted to approve Independence Day by passing the Lee Resolution on July 2nd, and then adopted the Declaration of Independence 2 days later on July 4th. A lot of people thought, at the birth of our country, that July 2nd would be the day, because that's when the resolution actually passed. But then they officially adopted the declaration a couple of days later.
Holidays are weird.
So it could have been July 2nd was the big Independence Day. But no, as it turns out, July 4th. Independence Day is commonly associated, of course, with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, as Yogi Bear used to say, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, political speeches, and ceremonies. In addition to various political, public, and private events celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States, Independence Day is the national day of the United States. So how about that, Summers? Thought it'd be good to start off a little music here. Lots of music in today's show, over the air only, no podcast or anything else. A little Martina McBride here, a little country music, great song called Independence Day. Here we go, Zombers. Enjoy.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again. Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
News, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game.
They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball, along with Zomers, on this Independence Day edition. Happy 4th of July. Pre-recorded today, back with all new live show on Monday. But happening right now live, the computer Zomers never take a vacation, never take a holiday. They are here manning the text line. And if you would like a chance to win those Milwaukee Brewer tickets, 4 of them, in the club-level seats for the game on July 11th, at 7:10 p.m., and it's for that game specifically. In order to have a chance to win, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, go to the Civic Media app. On the first 11 stations, open one of them up, and then where it says text, click on that little icon that says text, and text the word firework. Firework, singular. FIREWORK, all one word. Text firework right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for those 4 Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats on July 11th. Right now, I'm going to tune back in one of our favorite episodes from last summer. We visited River Falls, Wisconsin, the hometown of our friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And one of the great parts about the 4th of July, these community events. River Falls Day is not on the 4th of July specifically, but I thought it'd be a good opportunity to sit down, talk about community on Independence Day. That's what we're here celebrating today, America, our communities. Here is that conversation, Trigvi Olson and myself talking to the good folks up at River Falls on River Falls Days. We are live here at River Falls for the 50th annual River Falls Days here in the hometown of our co-host for the week, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. Trigvi, we made it.
It is great to be home.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it is. Here we are in the
favorite place in the world, Todd.
Pardon?
72 countries, and I'm happiest right here.
That's the way it should be, right?
I know. Should be.
When you're
best people I have ever met or ever will.
We are here on the banks of the beautiful Kinnickinnick River.
Kinnickinnick.
Kinnickinnick.
If you want to go trout fishing after, we can do that. Some of the best trout fish in all of Wisconsin right there.
It's a beautiful, we have the river right behind us. We have beautiful flower baskets, the American flag. We have murals on the street here of the trout on the river, right by a bike and walking path.
We got the party starting just down the road.
But right now, Trigby, we have a very special guest joining us. We thank you for being our booking agent today here in your hometown. We are joined here at the table. He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, Russ Korpela. I'll get it right yet. He needs some more coffee here, Russ. But thank you so much for your hospitality, and thank you for having the show in Civic Media here in River Falls.
No problem. We love talking about River Falls and what a great city it is. And frankly, getting under this shade tent from rather than putting up banners and fence is a nice little respite for 15, 20 minutes.
Well, again, just thank you so much because you allowed us to use your tent here right on the banks of the river. We didn't have to set up ours. You got us power. You got us all set up. You and your team could not be more hospitable. What an exciting weekend and a special mark being 50 years, the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days.
Yeah, there's if you look around Wisconsin, there are a lot of summertime festivals and communities that have just recently had their 50th anniversary or it's coming up. Most of festivals like River Falls Days typically started out as a customer appreciation event for local retailers when all the retail was downtown. There wasn't the malls. And so everything was concentrated. And they did a lot of what the street sales, what we called where I grew up in Ashland, Maxwell Street Days.
Yep.
And they would take all their clearance items, put it on the street, and people would shop, and then maybe they have a street dance. And then those morphed into full weekend-long festivals. And that was the case for our event. It's been River Falls Days for 50 years, but for 20 years before that, it was street sales.
Yeah.
And you don't see many of the street sales anymore because society's changed. Our downtowns are much different looking with more service, less retail. And so, but it's fun to keep this tradition going in River Falls where this community and people from the entire region come to celebrate what a great town it is to do business, pursue your career, live, visit. I always tell people, if I were given the opportunity by the good Lord to build a city from the ground up, I would not be as selfish as to build a River Falls. Uh-huh. We have a beautiful UW campus. Right. We have a river that goes literally right through downtown. We are close to the Twin Cities for the economic engine that is. We have two technical colleges within one right here in town, one 20 miles away. Besides UW River Falls, we're just a short ways away from UW Stout and UW Eau Claire. And we're close to I-94. And so it's little wonder why this is one of the fastest growing areas of the state and why we, along with Fox Valley and the Madison area, is one of the economic engines of Wisconsin.
All those things you ticked off, as Trigby and I have traveled around Wisconsin, this is our second tour. We call it What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And all these things you ticked off are things we've heard in Chippewa Falls, Richland Center, Madison, New Glarus, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Oshkosh. Great schools, great public schools, great universities, great technical colleges, entrepreneurs, small businesses, natural. I mean, these are the things that bind us together.
Yeah, all those things are true, along with some of the parts of our culture that maybe some of the rest of the country might find amusing. But, you know, we bind together over our brats and our cheese curds.
Yeah.
And our occasional beer. And our beer.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, we're hearty stock of a lot of Germans and Irish and Scandinavians, and we're hard workers, very pragmatic, no nonsense, full common sense type people.
Coming up next, more of Todd's conversation from last year with Trigby Olson at River Falls Days.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more.
CBS News brief, catastrophic flooding is being blamed for the deaths of at least 50 people in central Texas. Tanya Fucci was visiting her grandmother in nearby area when the floodwater hit.
No warnings at all. They came hours later, which was the most devastating part.
Israel and Hamas are sitting down for what many experts say is a very different and hopeful tone. The BBC's Neil Nunez has more.
Israel has confirmed it's sending negotiators to Qatar for talks involving Hamas on a possible ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza.
The Madre Fire in San Luis Obispo County is the largest wildfire in California this year. It was 10% contained as of Saturday evening, but has burned over 70,000 acres, forcing evacuations and road closures. Andrew Madsen is a public affairs official.
This has been an entirely wind-driven event, but crews were able to kind of nip that off, and so the focus is back on the north and eastern sections of the fire.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season, reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than...
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the low 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a pop-up storm or two around, highs in the low 80s. And mostly sunny and less humid Monday, high right around the upper 70s. It's 71 right now.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Albo, along with Zomers, on this Independence Day edition. Happy 4th of July. Pre-recorded today, back with all new live show on Monday, but happening right now live. The computer Zomers never take a vacation, never take a holiday. They are here manning the text line. And if you would like a chance to win those Milwaukee Brewer tickets, four of them, in the club level seats for the game on July 11th, at 7:10 p.m., and it's for that game specifically. In order to have a chance to win, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, go to the Civic Media app on the first 11 stations. Open one of them up, and then where it says text, click on that little icon that says text and text the word firework. Firework, singular. F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K. All one word. Text firework right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for those four Milwaukee Brewer club level seats on July 11th. Right now, I'm going to tune back in one of our favorite episodes from last summer. We visited River Falls, Wisconsin, the hometown of our friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And one of the great parts about the 4th of July, these community events, River Falls Day is not on the 4th of July specifically, but I thought it'd be a good opportunity to sit down, talk about community on Independence Day. That's what we're here celebrating today, America, our communities. Here is that conversation. Going to pick it up in progress. Trigvi Olson and myself talking to the good folks up at River Falls on River Falls Days.
He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, Russ Korpela. I'll get it right yet. He needs more coffee here, Russ. But thank you so much for your hospitality, and thank you for having the show in Civic Media here in River Falls.
No problem. We love talking about River Falls and what a great city it is.
As Trigvi and I have traveled around Wisconsin, this is our second tour. We call it What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And all these things you ticked off are things we've heard in Chippewa Falls, Richland Center, Madison, New Glarus, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Oshkosh. Great schools, great public schools, great universities, great technical colleges, entrepreneurs, small businesses, natural. I mean, these are the things that bind us together.
Yeah, all those things are true, along with some of the parts of our culture that maybe some of the rest of the country might find amusing. But, you know, we bind together over our brats and our cheese curds.
Yeah.
And our occasional beer. And our beer.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, we're hearty stock of a lot of Germans and Irish and Scandinavians, and we're hard workers, very pragmatic, no nonsense, full common sense type people. So as a state, we're blessed. Sounds like you've been to some of my favorite cities in Wisconsin. This is the fifth chamber I've led, and it's, with all due respect to the previous four chambers, one of which is my hometown, it is easily the easiest town to be a chamber director in. Extremely well managed, great city administration, and great support from all the institutions in the community, including UW-River Falls and River Falls School District. Our city administrator and the entire city team is one of the most competent, pro-business, with an eye towards sustainability that I've ever seen. And as a result, people love coming to do business here. And why we've had about 1,000 new housing units built over the last year. And still could use a few more.
Yeah. What do you think, if I can interrupt, what do you think the key is? Because this is something else on more of a political or issue front that we hear all over Wisconsin, a housing crisis. But not every community has been able to do what you just said, build 1,000 new units like that. What do you think the key is that's made it different in River Falls to get that done?
I always say the market follows the money, and what Pierce County, St. Croix County, our general region, has an average household income of about $80,000. Mm-hmm. And you get up to where I grew up, and the average household income is around $40,000. And so developers, one, they see the demand. Ever since COVID, we have so many people that used to commute to the cities every day, mm-hmm. now stay home and work. And we have this, the apartment units are being filled by young talent and senior citizens who are retiring, downsizing, and want to be closer to grandkids. And oftentimes those grandkids are in the Twin Cities because that's where mom and dad live. And they're here, they can get $1,500 to $2,000 a month for rents. And you go east of us, and then they're only going to get $750 to $1,250 a month for rents. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of this perfect storm of the demand based on our economic engine that we are in Western Wisconsin. And where the developers know they can cash flow more easily than maybe some other parts of the state.
Trigvi?
Yeah, I mean, I have said to you, Todd, every time we're driving around the state, like if I could get back to River Falls, I would come back to River Falls because it has all those things. And you have this unique confluence. You're close enough to the Twin Cities. If you want to go see Taylor Swift, she's going to be at the Target Center. If you want to take, you know, you got a college that's producing, you know, nurses, doctors, teachers, first class. You've got really good public schools. We're going to have a friend of mine on who's on the school board later today. And mostly you just have good people, you know. As you know, I was pretty excited last night to get back here and go out, have dinner with my buddies, drink a few too many drinks, some old-fashioneds and some beer, and I still made it home.
You, you still made the morning call time.
I did. I did. I answered the bell. I did. I don't know about tonight, though, Russ, after we go down and hit the beer garden.
Well, what I'll tell you about River Falls Days is over the last few years, back in the day, the music would go to 1:30 in the morning, and I don't know if you've been around at 1:30 in the morning recently, but nothing good happens at 1:30 in the morning.
Nothing good happened back then, Russ, at 1:30 so, in the morning, as I proved.
What we close down at 10:30. Mm-hmm. We sell as much beer as we would have if we went to 1:30. Yeah. And then the crowd then leaves our fest area and goes downtown to our brick-and-mortar bars and taverns, mm-hmm. who are way better equipped and trained to handle a crowd at 1 o'clock in the morning than we are as volunteers.
Yeah.
So, and we have some great places.
Johnny's, Emma's.
Johnny's, Emma's, Mel's.
Yeah.
Some classic Wisconsin dive bars that I would easily put in any dive bar book. But then we have our higher end places too, like Tattersall and Junior's and Swinging Bridge and West Wind Supper Club. So we're not quite Madison yet, but we're becoming a great little foodie cocktail town too.
Well, I was just
and you got Steve's Pizza.
And Steve's
Pizza, literally Steve's Pizza is so good.
It is.
That when I turned 40 and when I turned 50, my sister went down, got half baked Steve's Pizza, put them on dry ice, and had them FedEx to me.
Really?
Yeah. Including that is totally true. And I was so happy.
Yeah.
Because Steve's Pizza, it's Joe Montana's favorite pizza in the entire world. Remember?
I didn't know that.
Quarterback to ever play.
Yeah.
He says it's the best pizza in the world, too.
We lament about, I don't know when, I can't remember Trigvy, but it was like 15 years ago, the Kansas City Chiefs moved out, but they did their summer training camp here at UW River Falls. And I've been talking, just imagine if Travis Kelce was in town.
Oh, my God.
Right.
We'd have to have the Taylor Swift watch going on, but... They're not doing that anymore.
No, it's unfortunate. It really, really is. I hadn't thought about that, but that is totally true.
We are here in River Falls for the 50th annual River Falls Days here. We are talking, of course, with our ongoing co-host for the week, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Trevi Olson. This is his hometown. And also Russ Korpela, the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Russ, about a minute left, then we'll come back and talk about some fun. But one quick thing. I was here 20 years ago for a parade in my political life. Been a while since I've been back, and I just... the vibrancy of the downtown. And we don't see this in small and medium-sized towns around the state. Your downtown is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great mix of dining and other entertainment bars and restaurants, a great mix of service, and still a fair amount of retail. We're one of the thrift store capitals of Western Wisconsin.
We walked by that. Trevi said his family was there all the time.
The heart.
My nieces would love that. They're big thrifters.
And it does not hurt that we're right on, we got a UW River campus
right
in our downtown.
It's a beautiful day here, by the way, and we're talking with Russ Korpela. He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Russ, let's run down a few of the things going on here if people are in the area. And for the we are a statewide show, and so maybe people down in Madison, Southwest Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Green Bay aren't quite sure where River Falls is. You could just head over on Highway 29 if you're in Green Bay or Wausau, or kind of go up the interstate to Eau Claire, and then it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. But our due west to River Falls, we're closer to the Twin Cities, 15 miles away from the Mississippi River, more or less?
Yeah, less.
Yeah, and so it's a beautiful part of the state. It's easy to get to. So if you want to take a trip this weekend, Russ, let's run down some of the great adventures people can expect at the 50th annual River Falls Days.
Well, and I appreciate you pointing out where we are. We regularly go down to Madison on some government advocacy trips, and some of it is just to remind the legislators where we are. Come join us. If not for this River Falls Days, for future River Falls Days. It is our 50th anniversary, so we have some great events going on, a couple additional events. The The signature event for this event, though, is our parade on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There'll be about 10,000 people lining the parade route. Mm-hmm. What we always hear from parade units is they run out of candy within the first third of the parade. veterans know you got to ration your candy throwing because you'll run out really quick.
Well, when I came into town last night, not to interrupt you, but there are already lawn chairs and blankets out for a seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
They've been out for some of them for a week.
Really?
It will be four or five people deep.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's amazing.
It's one of the best parades.
So we have lots of great live music as well. Tonight we're having an expanded Thursday night where we're going to try to take part of the Taylor Swift economy and have a Taylor Swift dance party.
That's great. I love that.
So we're expecting a lot of young ladies and their moms to party. And then we got
or girl dads.
Girl dads.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the Dweebs, which is a great local regional band. And then we have going to go modernize the festival a little bit, and we have a 20 light laser light show that will go over the whole festival area.
Wow.
Once it gets dark, kind of a modern fireworks kind of thing. Saturday, we have a booth fair, live music. We've got kids activities, kids fun run. We have a lumberjack show coming in for three performances. Just a great, and then many nonprofits throughout the community are doing their own things. There's just a lot of stuff to do on Saturday. Friday is the parade. And the parade, there'll be about 500 people in the fest area during the parade. As soon as that parade is done, it jumps to about 4,000 in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I bet.
And so it's whether you like country or rock, you like kids' games, mm-hmm. you want to watch a lumberjack show, fireworks, a laser, we have a little bit of something for all ages.
They still have the fireman's water fight?
That's still going on up by the fire hall.
Oh, my God. What a fireman's water fight
is? Oh, yeah. We used to have Marshall Center years ago.
So all these people streaming from around the country who don't know what a fireman's water fight is, when you're a little kid, and I was the first River Falls days, I was seven.
Right.
The fireman's water fight, we thought that was the coolest thing.
So people that don't know what it is, it's basically two telephone poles and it's a cable stretched across. And there's a beer barrel in the middle on a whatever you want to call it. It moves back and forth.
Yeah, it's basically a tug of war with water
fire hoses.
Fire hoses. Yeah, and fire departments or interim departments, they go against each other and who has the best aim and control of their hose. And then you have to get it across a certain mark and then that team wins. It's fantastic.
Coming up next, more of Todd's conversation from last year with Trigvi Olsen at River Falls Days.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Reba. Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we're still trying to fully live up to.
That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are...
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allbaugh along with Zomers on this Independence Day edition. Happy 4th of July. Pre-recorded today, back with all new live show on Monday, but happening right now live. The computer Zomers never take a vacation, never take a holiday. They are here manning the text line. And if you would like a chance to win those Milwaukee Brewer tickets, four of them in the club level seats for the game on July 11th at 7:10 p.m. And it's for that game specifically. In order to have a chance to win, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, go to the Civic Media app on the first 11 stations. Open one of them up, and then where it says text, click on that little icon that says text and text the word firework. Firework, singular. F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K. All one word. Text firework right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for those four Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats on July 11th. Right now, I'm going to tune back in one of our favorite episodes from last summer. We visited River Falls, Wisconsin, the hometown of our friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And one of the great parts about the 4th of July, these community events, River Falls Day is not on the 4th of July specifically, but thought it'd be a good opportunity to sit down, talk about community on Independence Day. That's what we're here celebrating today, America, our communities. Here is that conversation, going to pick it up in progress, Trigvi Olson and myself talking to the good folks up at River Falls on River Falls Days.
It's a beautiful day here, by the way, and we're talking with Russ Korpela. He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. I mean, there's something for everybody, Russ.
Yeah, no, it's we don't have a carnival, and it's primarily we haven't been able to find a location because we're such a fast-growing town that vacant lots are getting developed. And I love carnivals, but, you know, kids have new entertainment opportunities today that we didn't have when we were young.
Well, they could go an hour over to over to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair if they want that.
Or Valley Fair anytime they wanted to go. So, but we do have lots of kids that, activities. What we always tell people is when you carnivals come in and you costs you $5 to have your kid ride on a 2-minute ride,
right?
That's $50,000 or $60,000 that gets sucked out of town. Yep. And if you're doing kids games and activities with local nonprofits, that money is staying right here. And speaking of money, the reality is an event like this is not possible without the generous support. As I'm looking at my event guide here of 20-30 different companies that have contributed money, and for this year because of the 50th all-time high in sponsorships, and And we're a city of festivals. We also produce as a chamber a Bluegrass Fest, Bacon Bash in the fall.
Oh, yeah, Bacon Bash.
And River Dazzle, which is our big holiday Christmas event.
When is Bacon Bash again?
It's always the last weekend is September.
Last weekend's odd. When are we going on the next one of these?
I think September.
I know.
So we end up asking our companies for sponsorships a lot. And a couple of things, every once in a while I'll say, Russ, that I can't do anymore.
Right.
But they are so generous. And it's just part of the culture of this community, working together, supporting each other.
Off the text line here, we have a listener down in Madison today listening on WMDX. Carol from Madison says this. She says, quote, I'm an alum of UW River Falls, and I love my time here. Please have a beer at Emma's for me and a deep dish pizza at Luigi's.
Actually, that is the thing. There's a Domino's where I worked when I was in college 1 year. But there are two local pizza places, Luigi's and Steve's. And it's really funny because they both have fantastic pizza. But everybody who grew up here, you're either a Luigi's person or went to school here. You're a Luigi's person or you're a Steve's
and
person.
And if you order the Luigi's deep dish, they tell you right on the menu, give yourself 45 minutes because it takes a long time.
Russ, I know, Russ, you got a lot of stuff to do. Russ has got a really cool machine that he's driving stuff.
Yeah, he does. He does. All right, Russ Corpola, CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your hospitality, and congratulations on a great 50th anniversary here. It's off to a great start today.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming to visit us and talking about River Falls. We're really proud of the community, and we're proud of what our economy does for the whole state. It's a great place to live, work, and play.
Stick around for the second hour of our Independence Day special, and remember, you can text in the word Firework, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K, for a chance to win some Brewers tickets on this free Ticket Friday. We'll see you next hour. We'll be right back.